540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Federal prosecutors say former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's appeal should be rejected. Dugan was convicted of obstruction after helping a man avoid immigration agents who came to her courtroom to arrest him. Her lawyers claim in the appeal that agents had no authorities to make that arrest inside the courthouse. But prosecutors say that argument came too late and has already been rejected. Dugan stepped down earlier this year and is waiting for sentencing. A Milwaukee daycare operator will be among Wisconsin guests at tonight's State of the Union. Congresswoman Gwen Moore invited Kara Pitt DeAndrea, who runs Renaissance Child Development Center. A statement says her appearance is to highlight rising health care costs after tax credits under the Affordable Care Act expired. Other Wisconsin Democrats are bringing guests, including a Rock County farmer and a mother whose son relies on Medicaid. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's bringing his wife as he wraps up his final year in Congress. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A proposal to digitally preserve Milwaukee historic buildings before teardown heads to committee today. Alderman Bob Bauman's ordinance would block demolition permits until detailed 3D documentation of exteriors and architecture is submitted. Existing projects wouldn't be impacted. It all comes as city leaders talk about a hotel study eyeing landmarks like the Milwaukee High Life Theater. In Waukesha County, a woman accused of threatening students at a school near her home has pleaded guilty. 70-year-old Judith Plow was arrested after kids at Richmond School said she shouted and threatened them while they were returning her lost dog. Plow already served 11 days in jail and must pay a $500 fine. Milwaukee's suing big fire truck builders over claims they colluded to double prices and choke supply. A lawsuit wants more than $5 million. The federal suit names Oshkosh, Pierce, Rev, Rosenbauer, and their trade group, saying standard pumpers hit $1 million each since 2016. The fire department is warning of unsafe old engines. The city of La Crosse filed a similar lawsuit calling out the same companies. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. A bill to limit what Wisconsin food share users can buy is heading to the Senate. The Assembly voted last week to seek a federal waiver to block the purchase of candy and soft drinks. Republicans say the goal is to improve public health. Opponents say it adds red tape and stigmatizes people using food benefits. New developments for an oil pipeline through northern Wisconsin. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The legal fight over Enbridge's proposed Line 5 reroute in northern Wisconsin is continuing. Just days after a state administrative law judge upheld a key Wisconsin DNR permit for the project, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has filed a petition for judicial review in Iron County Circuit Court. The tribe is also asking the court to immediately pause any construction while the case moves forward. The proposed project would move the pipeline off the reservation and onto a new 41-mile corridor in Ashland County, crossing roughly 186 waterways and more than 100 acres of wetlands. In a statement, Tribal Chair Elizabeth Arbuckle says the Bad River watershed is the tribe's homeland and not an oil pipeline corridor. Attorneys with Earth Justice argue the permit ignores key environmental risks and could threaten treaty-protected resources like wild rice and fish in the Kakagan Bad River Sloughs. Enbridge maintains the reroute is the safest long-term solution and says the state's environmental review was thorough. Construction remains on hold pending final federal approval as the case now heads to circuit court. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
State lawmakers have finally reached a deal to start using more than $130 million to fight PFAS pollution. The Assembly approved the plan unanimously after negotiating how to treat property owners who didn't cause the contamination. The package creates new grant programs to help communities clean up chemicals. The bills now move to the Senate, and Governor Evers says he is on board. A Wisconsin environmental advocacy group is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, saying that the EPA broke the law when it rolled back key climate protections. Clean Wisconsin joined a national coalition in filing the lawsuit in Washington, D.C., arguing that the EPA is failing to protect people from car and truck pollution that they say drives climate change. Clean Wisconsin claims the state has already seen more severe weather, rising health threats, and worsening air quality. The EPA has not yet commented on the suit. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state following his final State of the State address. Last week, he was in Eau Claire, where Civic Media's James Kelly caught up with him.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited North High School in Eau Claire on Wednesday following his final State of the State speech. Governor Evers highlighted his priorities for his final year as governor during the visit, specifically addressing funding issues that have forced school districts to propose ballot referendums just to maintain their current operations.
School districts going to referenda every other year for just general stuff. That's not right, and it's not that they're overspending, they're responding to the needs of kids, and I think we need to do some things there too, especially in equalization aid.
Governor Evers also called on the state legislature to continue negotiations on additional state funding for special education and noted that he does not support a Republican-introduced plan to send out one-time rebate checks to taxpayers. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The plan to keep Wisconsin Eye on the air a little longer got the green light in the Wisconsin Senate. The plan allocates almost $600,000 to the Public Affairs Television Agency over the next year. The financing is a stopgap to help WisEye while it hunts for more long-term funding solution. Lawmakers approved it by a voice vote. The bill now heads to the Assembly, which has its own idea using an endowment instead of direct cash. While last week saw Governor Tony Evers deliver the State of the State address, earlier this month, Nicole Boyd, chairwoman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, gave the Wisconsin State of the Tribes address. The Dairyland Patriot reports that she covered issues ranging from protecting the state's natural resources, healthcare access, gun control, and online gaming, to combating the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. While Boyd praised Governor Evers' willingness to acknowledge the seriousness of that issue, she said more must be done.
The new Office of Violence Prevention, committees, and task force are not enough. We must improve our policies. We must invest the resources needed to prevent violent crimes against women and children.
Boyd also pushed back against federal agencies during her address, calling out the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, saying that tribal leaders have had to work to shield their members from the disruptions that these agencies have caused. Read more on this and other stories at thedairylandpatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Upon further review,
hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA.
The Milwaukee Bucks reviewed the tape of their loss at home to the Toronto Raptors Sunday. Doc Rivers wants his players to spread out, share the ball. So what did they learn?
It's a good lesson for us, especially for our young guards. They got into them, and then instead of just playing right and playing the same way, it made them go one-on-one back at them. And the game turned into a one-on-one game. We're just not good enough to play that way.
The Bucks host the Miami Heat tonight. Baseball, Brandon Woodruff is back in the Brewer Clubhouse.
And anytime you have the type of surgery that I've had, it's a tough deal. If I sit back and look at what I did last year, I'd be really proud of that. Getting back on the Major League mound after a potentially career-ending injury, and thankfully I was able to perform.
NFL, we're at the Scouting Combine. We're over 300 players, including two from the Wisconsin Badgers, undergoing physical exams and preparing to show off their speed and agility. From Indianapolis, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a little off and on light snow late this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 38. The wind out of the south to west gusting to 35 today. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow sunshine 29 by Thursday. Partly cloudy. High back up to 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.